is Siren FM.
Lincoln Inspired is more than just an arts festival, more than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world has needed for a millennia. To see just how much more Lincoln Inspired can make you, go to lincolninspired.co.uk and explore the inspiration.
Yes, explore that inspiration. Get that microphone in front of yourself, Sarah Bullimore, and let's just tease ahead to why Gabriella, who again has not attended any Lincoln Inspired events as yet, and she's unsure, hopefully she'll be
plenty
with us.
Of time.
I think so. She's not going back to Gibraltar just yet, but we'll be giving a little shout out to Gabriella's family in a few moments, which is all good. And indeed, James should actually get actively involved with this whole Lincoln Inspired thing. What's taking place May the 6th? Well, I mean, should we talk May the 6th, May the 9th, May the 10th, or should we talk about some of the preview things like The Show Comes to Town?
We've got quite a few things and we're expanding out. So as well, the main festival runs from 6th to 11th of May this year. But we've also gotten, and we always have done, have quite a few legacy events and year-round events as well. So, I mean, one of the first ones we've got coming up soon is April the 23rd, where our famous Siren FM literary quiz and general knowledge quiz will be returning.
It has become famous now,
it
hasn't
has.
It, really?
We've been doing it for years now, and we're getting a great turnout. And Kathy was at our last one as well, so she can vouch for what a fantastic evening it was.
It was really good, and there was an immense turnout, and the atmosphere was fantastic. Mm. And I'm just proud that we let everybody else win.
It was very good.
That,
was,
that wasn't that what was you said. We had to call security on the evening, Catherine, but never mind.
But yes, we've got that coming up at the collection, and that's kind of a prelude. It's also on World Book Night as well, so we thought that, in particular, for reasons that we can unveil next week, was a good lead-in ready for the festival.
I've already asked John Wellen to produce some interesting questions.
Fantastic.
He's on the case.
Excellent. And, of course, looking ahead really to the festival, we'll be making all our announcements of what's in the programme next week. So we're just crossing the T's and dotting the I's today and getting ready to put the brochure together. But we've got a really fantastic action-packed 6 days. And that doesn't include our schools programme as well. We've got a big schools programme going out there as well. But we've got workshops galore. We've got loads of events for families and young people this year. Absolutely loads of chances to get your hands dirty and get in there. We've got lots of authors coming along. We've got music. We've got Nashville-inspired music, actually, as well. Mm-hmm. And we've got kind of talks and walks. We've got theatre. We've got dance. We've got some dreams. We've got some inspiration. Mm-hmm. And we've got some
it's just fantastic.
History, some World War One. You name it, it's there.
Julie Ellaby. Yes. Of course, from this parish, the soul who's looking after the fabulous world of the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. Next week, actually, we're going to see a thing called Caramel. It's dance with chocolate. Chocolate and dance. Amazing. Come along with us after the show. But Julie Ellaby, she apparently coined the phrase Lincoln Inspired.
It was Julie Ellaby from our very own Lincoln
Performing Arts Centre. I almost said no, but we...
Julie is one of the founding members, and when we all had to vote names, Lincoln Inspired was Julie's choice, so we were all like, yes, that's it.
Ellie, I did suggest, you know, Ellie Samples Festival, but, you know, just didn't happen. But yes.
Such a Mickey taker.
No, it's there. So, Gabriella, does that appeal then in terms of some of the grand things that Lincoln Inspired is offering your good self as a citizen of Gibraltar in Lincoln?
Yeah, I think it does. I think I went to the last quiz. I think I did. I did go to last quiz. I did. You see,
she
Alex,
was.
I
you,
went.
You did. You were one of the top markers. Yes. Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
So yeah, I'll gladly go again. Yeah.
Different questions, of course, Gabriella.
And
of course,
you
have to just mark in neutrality all the way, which is great stuff. A little mention for your mum and uncle. I think it's only
yeah,
right.
Yeah, but so. Uncle Douglas, of course, is listening in, and so is Bosie, his chihuahua.
you see, Ellie, that's, you know, you talk about numbers, but, you know, we get the chihuahuas of the world, you know, target on that basis.
Sarah
very good.
Should be very proud to get the chihuahuas.
It's very important, yes.
And my mum and dad, of course.
Well, absolutely. Marvellous. And Ellie, you wanted to mention that somebody might be tuned in as well.
Yes, my lovely fiancé, James Bagley. He'll be listening.
Hello, James Bagley. Very good. I used to go to school with a Linda Bagley. I don't know.
Well, he is from here originally, actually. Oh, his family, and there's a church, actually, which is full of Bagleys in the graveyard, that is, actually. Not the church, full of Bagleys.
They don't last very long. Only kidding. Yeah, it's a matter of course. And Catherine, you mentioned whilst we're here.
Yes, I've got a friend in Missouri who should be listening, Randy Abrams, who said he was going to try and be hearing from there. So, hi to him if he's
and
listening.
And a big happy hi to Penny Evans as well, who's tuned in now from Buxton, Derbyshire, etc. James, have you ever admitted that you're on air at this sort of time?
I have, actually.
Yes?
Everyone I talk to is very impressed.
Well, there we are.
And they should be.
Yeah, well, of course, you're so good. Anyway, moving on, let's work our way to the Los Angeles Master Chorale, LAMC, celebrating its 50th anniversary, and critics have heralded their latest concerts as glorious, sensational. That's the Los Angeles Times, brilliant, from Out West Arts, and indeed emotionally charged. I've got to put my cards on the table here, say this is a truly inspired chorale that actually works in so many magical senses of the word. In fact, I suggested to our wonderful colleague from the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society that, of course, would be the amazing Amelia Highfield, who is actually taking over the show tomorrow morning when we actually have the Lincoln show. Lincolnshire show takeover special. It's very confusing in all sorts of ways. But I suggest that maybe, given that a certain other radio commercial station are actually having a choir concert, we could kind of get these guys in to represent Siren or Lincoln Inspired, actually.
We have.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Anyway, this is the Los Angeles Master Chorale, taking us round to the chorale director, Grant Gershon, and their version of Alleluia. And that is one of the reasons why the Los Angeles Times has declared that the chorale has become the most exciting chorus in the country under Grant Gershon. Isn't that right, Grant?
Absolutely. In our country. Over here.
You see, always aware of that special relationship. It's 10 a.m. in Los Angeles, or just after that, and we're connecting with a good self, obviously, in Lincoln. I just think this latest album is... I thought you couldn't improve on perfection, but you have. I mean, this is amazing, the 50th anniversary.
You. You know, it's so great hearing that. I mean, it really takes me back to the evening of September 22nd, 2013. It was our 50th anniversary celebration concert, and that was live from Walt Disney Concert Hall. And we gave the concert, and we recorded it, but we really didn't think at the time. We weren't thinking about releasing it. We were just, you know, recording it for our own purposes. But it just, the concert was so magical. We just thought, well, we really want to share this with everybody, and so we decided to release it and to put it on iTunes and to have it available, and it just, again, it was an incredible night, and the choir is just, I mean, it gets better and better.
I've got to agree, and we have obviously here on Siren's Midweek Drive been consistently saying with respect to Terry Knowles, look, Terry, this has got to be released. You can't just have this for, you know, a select few in Los Angeles. The world needs to experience the Los Angeles Master Chorale. It's fantastic.
Thank
stuff.
You. I'm glad you leaned on Terry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you.
We love her. She's great stuff, and again, truly wonderful in the whole sort of system that we've got there. Now, in the studio, we have five fabulous individuals, as we say, a quintet of quality from all manner of different artistic realms. We've got Gabriella Peralta, who's finally a journalism student from the wonderful country of Gibraltar, who I don't think have been visited as yet by the Los Angeles Master Chorale. But Gabriella, what did you make of the little excerpt we had there from Alleluia and the Los Angeles Master Chorale?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was really good. We don't have them in Gibraltar, unfortunately.
It's only 3 miles, isn't it, Gibraltar?
Yeah.
3 miles? Well, I suppose, you know, it's a thought, Grant. Maybe we can actually set up a little tour from that point of view.
You know what? Mm-hmm. Gibraltar is top of my list.
There you are.
Oh, that's so sweet.
We'll sing from on top of the rock, and it'll be unbelievable.
Exactly.
Oh, incredible resonance. Really,
I can sense the Los Angeles Master Chorale and the Barbary Apes there, or the monkeys.
The monkeys can join in.
Exactly.
Yes, yeah. That's fantastic. A nice duet. Yeah.
And we have Sarah Bullimore with us as well. Sarah, who is the genius and founder of the Lincoln Inspired Festival. And I think if you want inspiration, Los Angeles Master Chorale, inspiring.
It's absolutely fantastic, yeah. And I think I need that album to get me through my working days. It would definitely kind of keep me nice and calm.
It is. We've got a couple of other choices coming through, which I think will be even more delightful in their own routine. Originally born in Texas, but now a citizen of the UK. James Kaysen, Reading American Studies. James, what did you make of the last little excerpt we've had? Because I know that one of our other regular contributors, that would be our ace cheerleader, of course. Holly Cox is a keen fan of the Los Angeles Master Chorale. They don't actually do any cheerleading routines to any of your material, Grant, but, you know, it's something we're working on.
Yeah, we need the. It doesn't work so well in tuxedos, but you know, we'll take it under consideration.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, James.
But yeah, again, we were saying in the studio, it's so soothing. It's just what you want to hear on the way back from work at 5 o'clock
Excellent.
In the UK.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Even at 6 o'clock, but an hour just passed away so quickly. It's amazing.
Time flies.
Quite literally, Ellie. Ellie Sample, of course, Director of Communications, Development and Marketing at the University of Lincoln, almost, Grant, as significant a feature here as indeed Terry is as a sort of chief executive at the Los Angeles Master Chorale. One of these days we'll get them on the same show. Anyway, Ellie.
Well, thank you. No, I just thought it was amazing. I just wished I could hear it in Lincoln Cathedral. In that amazing, beautiful, vaulted setting, it would be just stunning.
So on the road to Gibraltar, or possibly on the way back, it'll stop off at the Lincoln Cathedral.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll go with that. And Catherine Feeney, ace author and contributor, what did you make of the experience?
Well, like Ellie, I mean, I quite often go up to the cathedral and go to Evensong, and I just got images of the cathedral while I was listening to it, and it would be so beautiful to hear it there. Wonderful acoustic, and it's just be the right sort of place. But I mean, even if you're not there, you can see that lovely cathedral architecture when you hear the music.
As we mentioned, Grant, based at the landmark Disney Hall, it's the home venue of the Los Angeles Master Chorale. 50 years passing by. Obviously, you've been with them for a good few of the years, etc. You joined it in 2001, and you also served doing double duty as resident conductor of LA Opera. So
That's right. It's
to sort of juggle things around from that perspective. It will be soon to be award-winning. I can't believe you were Grammy Award nominated for Sweeney Todd, and indeed Ligeti's Grand Macabre with Sony Classical,
right.
But I think I sense award winning with respect to this later piece that's going through. And I'd like you to make an executive decision here now, in terms of whether we should go down the line of Ubi Caritas or Danny Boy. One of which again, well, they both actually. I have to say, listening to them first time a few days ago, I think they both kind of they're spintingly good in every sense of the word. But where do you want to go?
Well, you know, I think for myself, Danny Boy, it's an arrangement by our founder, Roger Wagner, an a cappella arrangement, and it's very close to my heart. I think it's really special.
I think we'll go with it then. A cappella, the Los Angeles Master Chorale. Stay with us. This is Danny Boy. See, you just can't fade it. It's just too good. It's just gets better and better. Sarah, your thoughts on Danny Boy?
I absolutely love that song. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love it. It just reminds me of being a child.
Exactly. And James?
Love it too.
Yeah. Ellie?
It's Christmas Eve here in the studio. We're waiting for Santa.
Yeah, I never quite thought of the Londonderry or the Danny Boy as being a Christmas carol, but yeah, okay. That's where we go.
I had to stifle a tear, I have to say. It really, it just brings a lump to the throat, that song, and it was such a beautiful performance as well.
Gabriella.
Yeah, it was really beautiful. Mm. It was.
Well, it's just win-win, Grant. I mean, clearly, it's a no-brainer. You smashed it, to use the vernacular.
And of course, we are coming up on St. Paddy's Day.
Exactly. That's it, March 17th.
It's in the offing, so,
precisely.
Yeah.
Sorted through.
Great.
So, once again, this wonderful celebration, 50th celebration CD of the Los Angeles Master Chorale, the first all-digital album of a cappella works, is available online. You can go to all the usual sources, the iTunes, the Amazons, etc., and download fantastic stuff from that point of view. So, brilliant material there. Coming up, of course, Terry would be most concerned if we didn't mention the educational work that comes through. And, of course, looking ahead to the season finale on June the 8th, you've got the Doors of Disney Hall opens to the public free of charge for the 25th annual High School Choir Festival. Did you get involved with that grant, or did you say, no, bring them to me when they're actually sorted out?
Yeah, no, this is a great thing. We have 22 high schools from around Los Angeles participate. I work with the directors. Then they work with their kids over several months. Then we have a couple of rehearsals all together, and then finally, the day of the performance, we're there in Disney Hall with a choir of 900 high school kids. Mm. It's unbelievable. They fill up half of the audience section in there, and then the actual audience then surrounds us from above and behind the stage, and it's an unbelievable experience. It's so inspiring. My God, these kids are amazing.
Well, it's truly wonderful. Sarah, any questions you want to put to Grant about life, the universe, inspiring choirs, etc.?
What plans have you got forwards after now you've released the album? Have you got anything exciting in the pipeline for this year?
Yeah, you know, this year is really, it's about looking back and celebrating the past and looking forward as well. So we're commissioning several composers for new works, including Esa-Pekka Salonen, who's more known as a conductor maybe, but it's a fantastic composer, American composer named David Lang, Francisco Nunez, who just received one of these famous MacArthur Genius grants here in the States. And so it's really a matter of pointing the way towards the future and showing that it's very bright indeed for choral music around here.
Excellent. That's fantastic.
Brilliant stuff. Ellie, any thoughts or questions from yourself?
Gosh, there's so many things.
Speechless. That's very... Grant's dice is speechless with the wonderment there. Yes.
What's your favourite song that you haven't done that you would like to record?
Oh, my God. That's an awesome question. Favourite song that... I would say... I mean, it's not exactly a song, But Bach's B minor Mass is my desert island piece, and we have not recorded it yet. We performed it recently at Disney Hall, and it was really, I mean, it's just one of those pieces that it has everything in the world in one composition. So that's it. I would be a very happy man.
That sounds like an amazing choice. I wish we could hear that. It sounds absolutely brilliant.
Oh, it's incredible. Yeah, absolutely.
It'll happen. It'll manifest, Ellie. Yeah, that's what we have. That's the wonderment that's actually there. And, Kathy, any thoughts from yourself in terms of...
I was just wondering about, in terms of the singers, I mean, how many were we listening to? And, what's the dynamic between them all? Are they... do they work together all the time, or do they work in other places too?
Yeah, you know, most of our singers are freelancing here in Los Angeles,
right.
And they're the master chorale for most of them is their main the primary ensemble that they're involved
right.
with. At full strength, we're about 115.
Oh gosh!
Although I will say that on that first selection, the Alleluia, we were joined by alumni. That was the final piece on that concert, and so that was a choir of about 200. On that selection, but normally we're about 110, 115, 82 of which are professional, and the rest are volunteer, the camaraderie in the group and the sense of pride in the group is really strong and really palpable.
Yeah, you can certainly hear that in the music.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, good.
James.
Oh, I mean, just sort of following on, you said you had 900 high school kids?
Yeah, it's a nightmare, isn't it, really?
So many volunteers.
Luckily, I don't have to chaperone them.
Yeah.
I only have to conduct them.
And I think on that moment we have to say, Grant Goshen, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the show today?
Hey, this has been great. It's a nice way to spend a morning here in Los Angeles. I'll have another cup of coffee now.
Well, We don't leave Los Angeles. We'll be back with Phil Leonis after we've actually featured premier young adult writer and, of course, the 13th fantastic Georgia Twynham. But can we look forward to featuring you again in the not-too-distant future, Grant Gershon?
Hey, Alex, I would love that. Thanks.
A round of applause for Grant Gershon. And the team, yes. www.lamc.org. That's lamc.org for the Los Angeles Master Chorale. And very much still the one.
When I first saw you.